Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Tuesday and urged Israel to capitalize on the death of Hamas's leader by securing the release of the October 7th attack hostages and ending the conflict in Gaza. A State Department spokesman said Blinken also reiterated the need for Israel to increase and sustain a flow of aid into Gaza during talks in Jerusalem. The Lebanese government said Tuesday at least 63 people were killed in Israeli strikes on Lebanon over the last 24 hours, bringing the total death toll to 2,530. Lebanese Minister of Environment and Crisis Response, Nasser Yassin, said on Tuesday that Lebanon will need $250 million a month to help more than a million people displaced by Israeli attacks.
We're having a planning timeline for the next 4 to 6 months, including humanitarian and basic and social services.
Yassin said he estimated the damage to Lebanon to be in the billions of dollars.
Billions of dollars of reconstruction, including houses, you know, full villages on the border were blown up in the last few days.
Yassin told Reuters the government response, helped by local initiatives and international aid, only covered 20% of the needs of people uprooted from their homes. Observers see the BRICS summit as part of the Kremlin's efforts to showcase support from the global south amid spiraling tensions with the West while expanding economic and financial ties. Russian President Vladimir Putin, who will hold about 20 bilateral meetings on the sidelines, conferred with China's Xi Jinping, India's Narendra Modi, and South African President Cyril Ramaphosa on Tuesday ahead of the summit's opening. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said on Tuesday that G7 and European Union allies are very close to finalizing a $50 billion loan to Ukraine backed by frozen Russian assets, with an expected U.S. contribution of about $20 billion. This comes as Florence Bauer, UN Population Fund's Regional Director for Eastern Europe and Central Asia on Tuesday, said Ukraine's population is 8 million less since Russia's invasion.
Some regions have been mostly depopulated, with young people leaving this region and some old people staying, and a significant number of people have died due to the conflict.
She said that in the 2.5 years since the full-scale invasion, some 6.7 million people have fled the country as refugees, while the birth rate has fallen to just around one child per woman. South Korea may retaliate after reports of North Korean troops in Russia to be used in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Tuesday's statement is apparently meant to pressure Russia not to bring in North Korean troops in its war against Ukraine. South Korea worries that Russia may reward the North by giving it sophisticated weapons technologies that can boost the North's nuclear and missile programs. In an emergency security meeting in Seoul, top South Korean officials agreed to link the level of their countermeasures to progress in Russian-North Korean military cooperation. Officials say the South could consider sending both defensive and offensive weapons to Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Tuesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukraine has information about the possible preparation of up to 12,000 North Korean soldiers and that allies should not hide from responding. Former President Alejandro Toledo of Peru was sentenced to more than 20 years in prison on corruption charges. Here's VOA's Richard Green.
Authorities say Toledo accepted $35 million in bribes from Brazil's scandal-plagued construction giant Odebrecht in exchange for allowing the construction of two sections of a highway linking Peru with Brazil. The 78-year-old Toledo governed Peru from 2001 to 2006. He was extradited last year from the United States, where he had been living for several years before surrendering to authorities in California. Richard Green, VOA News.
According to a Reuters witness on the scene, at least 10 bodies were retrieved from a fuel tanker explosion in Uganda's capital, Kampala, on Tuesday. In a post on social media, police said the tanker had overturned around 3 p.m. local time and that several people may have lost their lives while others have been injured. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.